Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very good Sunday afternoon to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us on At Home with Victoria. I am Victoria, and I've got to tell you, today we're talking about fall projects and decorations and paper crafting, things to do around the house. And I don't know where, what part of the country that you're living in, but boy, oh boy, on the East Coast in the Washington, Baltimore area, it is absolutely gorgeous outside today. I got up this morning, had that sort of fall in the air. Actually, I had to put a sweater on as I walked my dog, Abby. So I just thought today was a perfect day for a backdrop to talk about fall. Fall is one of my favorite times of the year. Actually, let me correct that. Fall is my favorite time of the year. It's something about the pumpkins, the scarecrows, the fall foliage, the apples, Halloween candy, which I probably eat too much of. And also, you know, when you're driving in the car and you see the roadside stands that's got the pumpkins and all of the pretty colors over there. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Simone is going to join me in about 5 minutes. So before Simone joins in on the conversation, I wanted to give you a quick update on some of the shows that we do have coming up next week and the week after. We're going to talk to some folks from the Tiger Lily Foundation. That's a foundation out of D.C., but they service women around the United States of America, and they primarily deal with breast cancer. So we're going to hear the story of the CEO and the founder of the Tiger Lily Foundation and hear how she was able to be a guest on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And she's got a very interesting story, and they also just had a breast cancer reception in D.C., and she'll tell us all about that. Also, if you like Halloween and you're one of those people that love to give Halloween parties, we also have a author who just finished a book, and it's on Amazon right now, and it basically talks about Halloween parties and how to give a fabulous Halloween party on a budget. And she's also going to talk to us about sort of Halloween themes, you know, things you may want to do at the party with your kids and so on and so forth. So I'm excited about those shows that are going to be coming up as well, always looking to try to find some new ideas and just to kind of check out and see what's going on out there in the world of fall decorating. We've got a couple of guests joining us right now in the chat room. I don't know what your names are, but I certainly do want to thank you very much for taking the time to join us on this Sunday afternoon on At Home with Victoria. So today what we're going to talk about, again, is fall decorating. We're going to talk about projects, simple and inexpensive projects that you can do around the house. I'm not talking about something that's going to cost you a lot of money, because these days folks just don't have money, especially money to spend on seasonal decorating ideas. So I think I've been able to come up with a couple of ideas that will probably work on a budget. Even if you want to spend $20, you may want to spend $50, but certainly not going to cost you any more than $75. And a lot of it, you can just walk out your door and go and pick some leaves up, and I'll tell you more about that. Now, Simone, who is our craft expert, she has been on the internet. She's been out to the store, so she's got a lot that she's going to be able to share with us about what sort of her fall must-haves are. And in fact, if you follow along, I did print all of that information on my webpage here on Blog Talk. So don't worry about trying to hurry and write all of that information down, because all of it is up there for you, as well as the links to the websites as well. So we're going to get her on the line. I think she's going to call in at about the 3:05. So she should be calling in a minute, and we'll get Simone on the line. I also want to mention, too, that we did a very quick interview probably a couple of weeks ago on the American Newswomen Organization, and they have also agreed to come back on and do a full hour with us as to talk about how this news organization helps women around the United States, whether it's in broadcasting, whether it's in print media, whether it's in the internet, whether it's in writing books and publishing, communications, public relations. So they're out there to pretty much help any and everyone. So I'm excited that they are going to come back and they're going to join us as well. And speaking of joining us, it looks like that Simone has joined us, and she's called in and she's on the air. So let's see if we can get her. Simone, are you there?
I am.
Hello. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am very good. I've been sort of babbling on about a couple of shows that we've got coming up, but I'm so excited about today's show, talking about fall, because it is by far my favorite time of the year.
Yes.
And, Simone, I'm going to jump right into it. I want you to start on some of, I guess, all of this information that you researched. I have it on our website as Simone's List of Fall Paper/Craft Must-Have. So just jump in and pick one of those, and you start, and then I'll piggyback and talk a little bit about some things that I found. So go right ahead.
Okay, I'm going to start out with Martha Stewart's punches. If you've been to Michael's or been online, you know that those are very, very popular. The most popular one right now is called the Loopy Punch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's two punches, actually. There's one that's a corner punch, and there's one that's an edge punch. You use those together, and you can have a beautiful frame that has loops at the end. Very, very beautiful, but very hard to find. I don't think they'll have another shipment until next month, so you do want to keep your eye out for Martha Stewart punches. Hopefully they'll be in by next month. I'm looking forward to getting one. I haven't had any luck finding them, so and I've been looking everywhere.
and speaking of that, I'm looking at the Sunday insert from Michael's right now, so I know that I can certainly tell you that they do have a 40% off any regular price item with the coupon, as well as 50% off of all of their fall and harvest decorations. So now would probably be a good time to go to Michael's and pick up that what is it called? The Loopy?
It's called the Loopy Martha Stewart punch.
The word is making me sound a little loopy just trying to say it.
Yeah, but it's very pretty. It's a very,
okay.
Very,
well, actually, I was in Michael's a couple of days ago, and I did walk by Martha Stewart's section, and I did not stop. So I'll stop and check that out, because I'm sure I'll be back there. I was just there. What, Simone? I think I made put a status on my Facebook page. It was only a couple of days ago saying I was going to Michael's. So of course, all the women were like, "What are you going to buy? Bring me this. Bring me that." It's kind of funny when you post status on Facebook. But what I did was, I decided that I was going to pick up all the magazines at the grocery store at the checkout, the ones that we sit there and read and skim through while we're waiting to pay for our groceries. And I got all of the Halloween ones, as well as all of the fall ones. And one that I really liked was the Better Homes and Gardens, because they have a lot of information in the magazine as well as online. In fact, they have more information online if you go to www.bhg.com and hit decorating seasonal. So anytime there's seasonal decorating, that information is going to come up. Of course, in this case, it's fall, but I want to run through a list of some of the ideas that that they have for fall decorating. One is a fall-inspired living room. And basically, Simone, what they did was they went to, for example, a place like Michael's, and they, you know, got the artificial flowers, and they had maybe some other artificial flowers in the house, and they just basically took those and just stuck them in different baskets around the house, and that right there immediately, you know, you could see that that brought some fall presence to your living room.
Wow.
And that was sort of a immediate idea. An idea that I also like to do, because it doesn't cost a lot of money. I love going to thrift stores and secondhand stores just for seasonal items. So, for example, I was just at my local thrift store, and they had these beautiful orange plates and glasses. You know, none of them individually were more than 75 cents or a dollar. So I don't mind spending that and bringing it home, washing it, and then putting it out on table and maybe putting, you know, a piece of candy or something inside of it. But that in itself, you know, that orange color, it's something there again that's going to immediately, you know, register fall, and it's going to brighten up your house. So, you know, I don't think you should go out and go to a department store, or, you know, for that matter, even to Walmart and buy all these new fall dishes and things like that, when you can just go to the thrift store, buy a couple of pieces, wash them off, and then sort of incorporate them into what you already have, because that way you're really not going to spend a lot of money. Now, I not only do that for fall, but I do that for Christmas as well as do that for Valentine's Day. I'll go and try to find everything red that I can and basically just bring it home and try to figure out different places that I can put that into the house. Do you think that's something easy that anybody can do, Simone?
Very easy. And like I said, the thrift stores are full of things like that, and it's just taking your time and, you know, having a day and just going out there and picking up some really nice things, and it is very, very cheap. So
yeah, I totally agree with you. There was one magazine that I was reading, and they were talking about decorating for fall on a budget. And one of the, actually, the most expensive piece that they wanted you to go out to buy was $545. And I'm thinking,
oh,
who in the world can afford, I can't afford to go out and buy something for $545. I'm thinking, when in my head, when I think decorating on a budget, I mean, like, I really mean on a budget. You know,
right.
I'm talking, you know, $50, and maybe in some cases that may be too much. So, you know, this idea that, you know, somebody can just sort of go out, especially in our economy today,
right,
and buy something like that is just absolutely ludicrous to me.
Right, it is.
But getting, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I think if go to your thrift stores, look for a bargain. I would say nothing more than $10. I mean,
absolutely,
really.
Absolutely. My goodness, $10, I could get a whole basket full of stuff.
Exactly.
At my thrift store for $10. And
exactly.
while we're on thrift stores, speaking of baskets, you know, wicker baskets, different types of white baskets that look like they would be in a sort of beach house setting. I never, ever, ever, ever buy baskets from any retail store, large department store. I just don't do it. Because all the baskets that people buy in America, they all end up at thrift stores.
They do.
I kid you not. If you go to any thrift store in America, as a television reporter and news anchor, I've lived all over the United States and still, you know, travel to this day, any thrift store, secondhand store I go into, I've come to the conclusion that every basket that we have in our house, eventually it's going to end up in the thrift store. So, and I've never spent any more than a dollar for a basket. So I always go to thrift stores and buy baskets, baskets that I stick in the bathroom when I, you know, if I have a guest that comes over and I want to put a towel and washcloth and soap, I'll stick it in a basket and stick it in their room. So that's just a thought. It just really doesn't make any sense.
Right.
I think to go out and spend, you know, even $5 or $10 for a basket, when, trust me, it really is the same basket that you're going to get at a thrift store.
Exactly.
But anyway, okay, so what's your next thing you've got?
My next thing is Prima Flowers, and these are paper flowers that you use for crafting. They have a new line out called the Country Elegance. Very,
mm-hmm.
very pretty flowers. They come in pink and tan and purples and orange and a really pretty blue, and they retail for about $5, and you get about almost 75 flowers in that little bag. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a really good deal. You can use it on your paper projects, your cards. Even if you want to decorate a room, like a table
mm-hmm.
with them, you can just spread them out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really, really good value, and it's very, very pretty. So I did.
I like that. $5.
$5.
Now you're, yeah. I don't want people to think I'm cheap. I'm certainly not a cheap person, and I love quality, but I like the idea that I can get 75 flowers for $5 and take them and decorate them and use them all over the house. That's great.
It is, and I think people, they really don't think of Prima Flowers as being something that you can use around your home, but you can
mm-hmm.
also use this in a wedding to decorate around your tables at a wedding. So they're very,
mm-hmm.
very elegant flowers, very pretty. And like I said, for $5, for about 75
yeah.
flowers, you can't beat that. And I actually ordered mine.
Now, what's the size of the, do they all come in sort of the same size, or do they vary from large to medium to small?
They vary. And
okay.
So some large, some medium, and some kind of small. But a nice mix. very pretty. A lot of colors in those, a lot of fall colors. And like I said, you can always just throw them on your table. Looks really, really nice. So $5, I think
that's what I'm talking about.
A great deal.
I also want to take this time really quick just to acknowledge the guests that we have in the guest room. We have four people joining us in the guest room. So, again, I don't know what your names are, but I certainly do want to thank you for taking the time this Sunday to join Simone and I on At Home with Victoria as we talk about fall decorations, fall crafts that Simone has researched to bring to your attention, and basically fall ideas. Inexpensive ideas around the house that you can do, to bring a bit of fall into your house. Now, I also want to mention getting back on the whole decorating part, something that I just did to my bathroom. I had some fall artificial foliage, you know, the long sort of strip of foliage that you can buy anywhere. And I just took that and I literally just sort of tossed it over my tub on the railing of it, and I put a little bit of clear tape down so it stays. And then I got, you know, I already had from last year some artificial pumpkins in various sizes and some scarecrows and a couple of little leaves and things. And I literally just took that and put that around my bathroom, and I cannot tell you the difference that made when you walk into the bathroom. You walk in, you're like, oh, wow, it's so fall in here. But that right there, you know, really, actually, it didn't cost me anything. The only thing that I did have to buy was the artificial foliage. And there again, I got that on sale for about $3.99. But that made a huge difference. And the other thing that I did, I found these orange napkins. And I took the napkins are actually supposed to be used when you're eating, but I took them and I sort of put them in a basket. So if you, you know, go into my bathroom and you wash your hands, then you can take that out and actually use it to dry your hands with.
Perfect.
But that in itself is just another example about how, you know, if you're creative and maybe have to buy a few things here and there that, you know, you really just don't have to spend a lot of money. And one other thing that I did in another part of the house, the second bathroom was, and I always do this, it's a great idea, and it doesn't matter what season, is to change the shower curtain. And I have a shower curtain that I got on sale last year that was a, you know, very fall-like color, and I thought, oh, I'll go ahead and pick it up. It was originally $10 and something, and I got it on sale for about $3.99, and I kept it. And I remember I have it. So I put that up in, you know, the guest bathroom, and it looks really, really nice. It's got the nice, you know, burgundies and orange and brown colors. So when you walk in there, although every single thing in the bathroom, you know, didn't change, just changing that shower curtain really made a difference. So.
Wow.
And what's your next thing, Simone? What you got?
My next thing, I'm going to say the shimmers. This is like a translucent type of paint. That you can use on anything from paper, metal, even if you want to decorate, say, something that you're putting on like a pumpkin. This gives it like a little bit of a shimmer, not really a glittery look, but a nice soft feel. And they retail for about $4, $4 to $5.
Love it.
And like I said, you can change anything. You can even probably paint on your pumpkin. These little things, they last forever. You just use a very little bit, and it goes a long way. And they're called shimmers. Very, very pretty.
Now, how do you, and you may not know the answer to this, but the application of that, do you use a brush, or does it already come with sort of a brush that it will brush itself on?
You can use any type of brush that you have. So I usually use a watercolor brush because the tip is a little bit finer. And I use that over my projects for my cards, and it gives a really, really pretty shimmer. But if you're doing something like a pumpkin, I would say a little bit bigger brush, not too big. These come in like little pots, and you just go ahead, dip your end in there, and put it right on your pumpkin. Really, really pretty. really pretty.
And speaking of pumpkins, I've got a little bit that I found in some of the magazines. And the magazines that I am getting my information from would be Better Homes and Gardens. They have their regular October magazine as well as having the Better Home and Gardens special interest publication. And the special interest one would be for Halloween ideas, as well as the other magazine that I liked was the issue of Women's Day. And I'll get to that one in a minute. But Halloween, Simone and I had a conversation earlier on the telephone about the whole this whole thing about decorating pumpkins. I've never, ever, ever since I can remember, have been one of those people that can take an X-Acto knife and just, you know, carve a pumpkin. You know, it's always been a struggle for me. And I have a few of my girlfriends that don't like the idea of giving their kid an X-Acto knife. So Better Homes and Garden came up with a whole category, which I thought was pretty cool, of creative ways or alternative ways that parents and kids can actually decorate pumpkins without having to use an X-Acto knife. And one way that I think is, you know, really easy, and parents can do this if you don't want your kids handling scissors, it's just to you can upload different types of shapes on the computer or have the kids make sort of a funny-looking eyes or a funny face and just cut that out. You can cut it out in colors like brown. You can cut it out in, you know, that sort of a green color. You can cut it out in yellow, burgundy. It doesn't matter what, black would be a really good color that's going to contrast and show up on the pumpkin. And you cut the shapes out, and then you then paste that onto the pumpkin so that, you know, you don't have to worry about a knife and trying to cut the thing. And, you know, for those of you that are really good at it, that's great. I'm just, it's never happened for me. It's just, no, I've never been one of those people that can just grab that pumpkin and the nose is going to look pretty nice and the eyes and the mouth. I've always had a hard time, Simone, with those teeth.
Right.
Trying to get those teeth to come out right. It's never happened for me. So I thought that was a pretty cool idea. And another idea was stenciling, and you thought stenciling was an easy way to decorate a pumpkin as well, right?
Right. Just lay that stencil over that pumpkin, tape it, and then go ahead and use some really pretty paint. It comes out really, really neat. Just take your time, use your paintbrush, and once you lift that off, it's perfect, and it's really pretty, and it's easy, and I think kids would really like that. Very easy.
I think I'm going to try the stenciling this year. In fact, I have I'm a little bit early. I've already started putting out my fall decorations
and
scarecrows. I know, but there's a reason for that because I'm going to be out of pocket for a couple of weeks. So if I don't do it now, by the time I get back, it's going to be a little bit too late. So my neighbors were teasing me, saying, got those decorations up a little too early, right, Victoria? And I said, yeah, but there's a reason for that. I also wanted to piggyback on, Simone was talking about the whole stenciling thing. Another idea that I found in the magazine article as well, and again, it's a great magazine. This is the Better Homes and Gardens special interest publication, which is for October. But another idea is to cut shapes with a cookie cutter.
Ah.
And I'd never thought of that. So basically, I guess the idea of what they're saying is to put a cookie cutter down and then have the kids trace it and then just take a pair of scissors and cut it out, and then you can use that, for example, for the eyes and for the nose. So I thought that was actually kind of cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, never would have thought about it. Now, if you want to get Dad involved on, there's a whole section on taking a drill and just drilling holes inside the pumpkin, which I thought, you know, that's actually not a bad idea. I think it's fast and it certainly is going to be efficient. But the idea was to take a stencil to sort of stencil the pumpkin and then, you know, have Dad take some holes and then just start drilling it into that shape of the pumpkin that you want. And again, this information that I'm talking about will also, right now I have Simone picks on there, but I'll add the information that I'm speaking of as well to put on there. But the whole drill bit, that's something that I would have never thought of, Simone.
Very neat.
Yeah, very neat. And speaking of pumpkin, I do want to mention that on my website, actually, and it is on the blogtalk.com website, my craft show, I did a segment, I want to say it was about a year ago or 2 years ago, on how to pick the perfect pumpkin, because if you don't have the right kind of pumpkin, it's going to be very, very difficult to do any of this. But I do have a video demonstration about how to pick the perfect pumpkin, and that came from my craft show that I do called Around the House. So that is also on the page. It's right at the bottom, and you'll see me with my big teeth cheesing, and you'll see a pumpkin, so you'll know that that is the one. But you may want to take the time to look at that, because I really do give you good information in terms of, you know, just going out there and trying to pick and pick the right pumpkin. So anyway, okay, so Simone, tag team, your turn. What else do you have now?
Okay, I have a product called Flower Soft,
mm-hmm.
and I can't really describe what it is. It's like fine pieces of maybe paper, but it doesn't really feel like paper, but it makes your cards look like there's flowers popping out of it. So it's a kind of a 3D type of powder. It's really, really cool. They come in all different colors. Orange and browns and greens. They also have like an autumn mix of colors
mm-hmm.
in one pot. They retail for about $5, depending on what store you go to, and they last
mm-hmm.
forever. All you need is glue. That's it.
Okay.
So you lay down the glue.
So is it like tissue paper or is it, it's not a liquid, is it?
No, it's not a liquid. It's like a... Oh, I guess like shredded paper, but it's really, really fine. And what you do, you get it out of the little pot that it comes in. You
mm-hmm.
want to go ahead and put that into like a Ziploc bag, shake it up and kind of fluff it. And then you want to put your glue on whatever that you're using, paper. You could probably even use it on pumpkins, maybe to give them some
mm-hmm.
eyebrows or something. Who knows?
Oh, cool,
And then you just take that glue, put it down, and then you're going to sprinkle this Flower Soft over it. And
mm-hmm.
let it dry, and it comes out 3D. It is the neatest stuff, and it's called
oh, wow.
Flower Soft. And you can
now, how did you come across that?
That was in the scrapbook store, and it's on a lot of people's blogs. A lot of people are using it, and so
mm-hmm.
I went to the scrapbook store, and I saw it, and I said, I need to just try this. So
mm-hmm.
I put it on cards, and it was just fantastic. You can
also sounds like it gives you a 3D effect.
It does. It pops it out. It is just such a neat little thing to have. I got a few colors, but the autumn colors are really, really pretty. And if you go to flower-soft.com, you can take a look at their website and kind of get a feel for what I'm talking about. You have to really see it. It's great. Like I said, about $5, and it lasts forever. So...
Now that particular information, okay, I see it here. I'm sorry, I was trying to visually go down your list of your must-haves and I didn't see that, but I see it here. It says Flower Soft. Yeah, I am very, very interested in that. Something, by the way, that you did that was really cool, and I'm sure people are going to appreciate it, is to add the websites for each one of those.
Right.
Yeah, which was actually, I think, really, really good that you did that. Let's see, what else do I have? So we've talked about the pumpkins, and we've talked about that. Oh, this is what I want to talk about. How in the world could I forget this? Fall cleaning.
Oh, yeah, something very important.
You like cleaning up?
I do. I like keeping everything organized. It makes it easier when you're designing to kind of go to something and say, hey, here it is, instead of trying to dig and look and get frustrated before you even start your project. So, yeah.
Exactly. There was a, I do not know the woman's name, but I was sort of up the other night flipping channels, and it was on the CBS News at night. And this is a woman who, she just finished a book, and basically the premise of the book was, you know, trying to enjoy everything in life and be happy and things that make you happy. Well, one of the top things that was on the list that made generally people happy, and, you know, she interviewed, you know, thousands upon thousands of people, was something simple as to make your bed. To, you know, when you get up in the morning, to make your bed so that when you come home and you walk into your room, you know, your bed is made. And I was always taught just from, you know, my parents that I'm never to leave the house and not make my bed up. Now, my significant other, he was taught something different. I don't know what he was taught. He basically just takes when he wakes up, the sheets underneath, they're all wrinkled and thrown all over the place, and then he takes the comforter and just throws it on top to make it kind of look like the bed is made, but it's really not. But that's not my concept of making a bed. But anyway, yeah. Victor, I won't call you out on that. Anyway, so there's an article in Women's Day that I love, 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 and it talks about the countdown to cleaning, and it's an article that gives you information about 15 minutes to a clean house. So it's kind of cool because they give you a list of basically what you should do every day, and that's to make the beds, to make sure that your dirty clothes are in hampers, to do a quick room by room by just putting things back into place, or make sure you have the kids do that before they go to sleep. Wipe down the counters in the bathroom and the kitchen to put away all the dishes and to also sweep the floor. And that right there is just sort of the basic what, you know, we should all kind of do every single day. But what's interesting about the article is that they give you an entire list. It's called Tools of the Trade, and what all of us should need to do fall cleaning with, whether it's a spray bottle of, you know, all-purpose cleaner, a duster, a vacuum, a mop, and all that really good information. But the woman who collaborated on the article, she's a training manager for Mary Maids. So, and I know that's a company nationwide that is a cleaning service. So they kind of have a whole, you know, sort of checklist of what you should do in terms of cleaning and things of that sort. So they break it down in terms of the bathroom. They break it down in terms of the kitchen. And then they talk about sort of tackling monthly problems and how you should, you know, pick a Saturday to do certain things. One thing that I am really bad at, and I have to force myself, is to clean all of those glass doors. That can be a bit of a challenge for me. Because it's a lot of work when you're dealing with glass.
It is. It is.
Yeah, too much.
Too much. Absolutely.
And I also find it's funny that whenever have you ever seen the commercial on television? It's the Windex commercial where the birds fly into the window.
Yes.
I've actually because I have large glass on the backside of my house, and I've actually noticed that a couple of times when I have cleaned the windows, that birds actually do fly into it, and I feel so sorry for the little guys.
Yeah.
You know, you can, I mean, because it's like a big punch, and you're like, man, I know the little guy hurt himself.
Yeah.
And I always feel so bad when they do that. But cleaning is also, you know, one of those fall house projects that all of us have to do. So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool when I saw that, because that's really going to give you a whole checklist of what to do, when to do. And not only that, she goes further into basically telling you yearly big projects that we should do every single month. So she starts from January and goes through to December. Like, for example, in August, she says that we should be cleaning out our closets and donate usable clothes and items to charity. And then September, right now, we should clean out the linen closet. And she's so right, because mine is a mess.
Yes.
Maybe that'll motivate me to do it, Simone. Anyway, what's your next idea? Your next month?
Right. We're going to take a look at paper. The name of the company is Basic Gray, and that's one of the most popular, I think, paper crafting companies right now. They've been popular for a while, but they have a beautiful line of fall paper, and it's called Indian Summer. And it's beautiful.
It sounds pretty already, and I haven't even seen it.
It's a lot of, let's see, your burgundies and your yellows and orange and browns and greens. Really, really pretty, and they retail for probably about 85 cents. So very, very cheap, and you can do a lot with it. So I did find that in the scrapbook store. You can get that online as well. Just about every scrapbook store carries Basic Gray. And I think
right,
Michael's
right.
even carries Basic Gray. So
Right.
Very easy to mine.
I was just thinking when you were talking about the paper, one of my favorite times of the year to go shopping for scrapbooking materials is fall, because I love the colors and I love the looks of the papers. And my niece and nephew, Davy and DJ, last year was my first time having the opportunity to do a scrapbook with them, you know, holding the pumpkins and the whole Halloween costume. So I just love every single thing about that.
Yeah, it's very pretty. Very exciting.
Yeah, it is. I know. I'm always thinking to people who aren't big crafters and, you know, who really aren't into this, they're probably thinking, what in the world is so exciting about going to the store buying paper? But, you know, for folks like us, you know, who are, it is exciting and it is very much a big deal. And there was another idea that one of the magazines talked about where right now probably would not be a good time, but as the fall season continues, to just go outside and pick up different leaves of different colors and to bring them into your house. And one idea, they were talking about how you can take the leaves and put them in between a book and just sort of press them.
Right.
And maybe have the kids work on different projects and making placemats and just having the kids go out with the basket with you and pick up different colors and things and bring them back into the house and sort of make your own little fall foliage table display. And that's something that, you know, that's not going to cost you anything except for just a little time and put a sweater on and some boots maybe and head out there and just start picking up different leaves of different colors. That's easy to do, very easy.
Very easy.
Now, that also on the website, www.bhg.com, decorating, guys, I'm telling you, they have got just, I mean, actually the website, you know, can really go into more detail than what a magazine can, but they have got so much information and so many ideas that it's crazy. You know, it ranges from easy decorating with pine cones, fall arrangements, fall dried wheat bundles, fall hanging arrangements, fall hanging vase arrangements, mini pumpkin wreaths, a pear centerpiece, potpourri balls, how to make an autumn tabletop tree. I mean, just, and literally, I can go on and go on and go on. They also have sort of, you know, the 24 of the hottest fall colors decorating in woodland colors. And again, one thing that I do like about Better Homes and Gardens is, unlike a lot of the, you know, other magazines, you know, they're very reasonable when they give suggestions and how much it's going to cost you to actually go out and try to make this happen. You know, in some cases, like the one with the leaf idea, that came from them. That's not going to cost you, you know, anything. It's just a matter of going out there and doing it. So I guess I can't emphasize how much it would be a good idea to go online to their website and just check out their decorating section and see what you can find there. And they have, you know, plenty of pictures as well as video demonstration, so it definitely is worth your time to go look at.
Okay. I will definitely take a look today.
Yeah, it's always, and plus it's always just fun to, you know, to look at things and see how magazines and magazine editors and all those guys kind of lay stuff out. And it really does gives you a visual idea of what perhaps you can do in your own home.
And speaking on that, I do want to mention a new magazine. And this is
cool.
An online interactive publication, and basically it showcases handmade paper projects and crafts that are using current trends and trendy ways. It actually was started by a husband and wife team out of Northern Virginia. Her name is Ashley. His name is MacArthur Newell, and the name of their site is embellishmagazine.com. So that is free.
I'm going to look that up. I want to
look that up
right now as you talk about it. Go ahead.
Now, if you want to, say, download in a PDF form, I think it will cost you $3, and I think it starts on December the 1st. I think that's when the publication will get underway. But right now,
okay,
she has a few.
So
little
it's not up.
On
it's,
there.
It's not up and on online right now.
It is online, but it's not the actual publication yet. It's just like
okay.
a little teaser. Really, really, I think this is going to be a really fun way to get some ideas. She's asking for designers to come in and kind of try to get published with her so that
mm-hmm.
you can kind of show off what you do. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's very, very interesting, and it saves on paper and
mm-hmm.
storage. You can always
it's
go back to
it. It's a beautiful website.
Isn't it pretty?
I just pulled it up. You're never sure what to expect with things, but my goodness, this is beautiful. And
very
and
pretty.
There is a, I'm looking at something that was posted right here. It's called Polka Dot Paradise Color Challenge, some
right.
type of information, and it's got these different, looks like really nice fall color themes to it. Yeah, it's beautiful. Plus, they also have a calendar up there, which is kind of cool, to be able to have that while you're actually working on things. Got some really nice pictures, too, guys.
Really nice.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Beautiful wedding cake picture.
Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely going to check that out probably every day just to see what's new.
Right.
Like I said, it's free to kind of look at, and if
yeah.
you do want to download any articles or whatnot, it's going to cost you $3, which is very, very cheap, and you always have it
mm-hmm.
On your computer, or you can print it out just for
so you have it all the time.
Right.
Right, yeah. Now, also, just to let you know, there's one post, and this is a young lady that has a video presentation from YouTube, so it's also video-driven
right.
as well. I don't know what this particular looks like. She's talking. She's the winner of a paper tray link for a floral fusion. So I just wanted to mention that not only is it what Simone talked about, it's also video as well. So, yeah, that would be cool. And, Simone, as you said, it seems like they're encouraging artists to submit
right.
their work as well as information because there's a huge button here on the right that says submit. So. Yeah, I know. It's kind of hard not to see that. So I would certainly, I suggest that you guys check that out. Maybe it'll be your job to see if we can get them on the show to talk about it.
I would love to.
And that would be great.
She can probably go into more detail about the magazine
it's
and what's coming up. Yeah,
okay,
definitely.
So everyone heard it, so you promised us that you're going to... That you're going there because I've got five or six other interviews that I'm working on. So you promise you're gonna talk to these guys and get them on with us to talk about it.
I will do my very best. Yes.
Right. Now, of
okay.
course, we can't promise that they will say yes, but you'll
right.
make an effort for it.
I will promise
right.
you. I will make an effort.
Okay.
Not a problem.
That's all. That's all we can ask for.
Good.
I do again want to take this time. We've got some folks in the chat room. It's pretty quiet. I think everyone's just listening to us talk, Simone. But we do have four guests that's listening to us right now in the chat room. So I always like to take the time to thank anyone who takes time out of their day to listen to me yap about anything on Blog Talk Radio on At Home with Victoria. So, again, thank you so much for those of you that are taking the time to stop by and listen to us talk about fall. And I suspect our guests probably are pretty big fans of fall as well.
I hope so.
At least I'm hoping they are, because if they like the topic, maybe that's why they decided to stop by and listen.
Yeah.
But let's see, what else do I have? Let me see. I have to get back to my computer screen. Simone got me on that embellished site, so I better get back to my work over here. Oh, one other good idea. This is really easy. You can go to any store and buy it. I was so excited, and I know you guys have seen this on television. Have you seen the new commercials for the Febreze Home Collection?
Yes.
Well, so they've got these new flameless luminary candles, and what's cool about it is a couple of them very much have this sort of orange, yellowish, excuse me, and burgundy color, and they really look like fall. and their candles. So I haven't done it yet, but the next time I'm at the store, I want to pick one of those up because I like Febreze company in itself. And now they have this whole spinoff on the home collection, I guess, to make things, you know, look a little bit more cooler that you can put in the home. But several of them have a fall look to them, so that is a really, you know, what easy way to bring fall into your home than to go out and buy a couple of candles.
Right.
And to buy something like this. So I think you guys should try that. And I saw the commercial for that on television, but all of the, it really came to my attention because all the magazines that I've been looking through, there are ads all over the place for them, and which makes sense because the look, you know, looks like fall. So I would suspect that that would make sense that, you know, they would have them on there. So that is very, very inexpensive, and that's probably $4, maybe $5 or something with tax.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that that itself lasts about, it's at 3 to 4 weeks. So you'll have that the entire fall season.
Right. And a good price.
Then I'm sure they'll have Christmas, and you can switch over to Christmas then.
Of course.
Right. Let me mention this. She stopped by. There's another host in a show. They do a wonderful job. It's called Inspired at Home, and they kind of touch on some of the topics, Simone, that we touch on, but I just noticed that they did stop by and listen to us for a little bit, so I just wanted to thank them a lot for, you know, taking the time to stop by because we all kind of talk about, you know, very much the same thing. So if you ever have time, check them out as well. And that particular show is called Inspired at Home. So they do some of the same topics and things, but not a lot. So we really don't overlap each other, but it'd be cool just to, I've checked out a lot of their shows. One of their shows I checked out, I think they were talking, you know what they were talking about? It's pretty funny. They were talking about organizing and how organized are the scrapbookers and crafters. And they had about 6 or 7 women on the telephone as guests at the same time. And it was pretty cool because none of them really talked over each other, but all of them, you know, you could just tell they were just on the phone having a great time. And there were a lot of people in the chat room talking about different things. But that show is a very, very fun show. So you should check them out as well. Anyway, getting back to our show, I always like to give a quick shout out to other people. What else do you have? Does that cover everything that you have? Or
that
you've got some more stuff, right?
Just about everything. I'm just going to talk about the classes that are coming up.
Right. You've got some classes, right?
The newer store is called Created Craft. It's in Glen Burnie, Maryland. On October the 3rd, it's called World Card Making Day. So it's a special day for whoever does the card making. We have our own day now, which I think is really cool. So...
I was just going to ask you, is this like a legit day or a day that you guys
just
stayed out?
No, it's a legit day. That's legit. I promise. And that's going to be.
I don't know because it's like these days everyone has a day. It was something that I saw where they said it was something. I can't remember what it was, but I'm thinking when did that become a day?
I know.
It's something like, you know. Like, I don't know, something crazy like National Pumpkin Day. And I was like, is there such a thing as a pumpkin day? But anyway, so it's legit. Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
It's called World Card Making Day, so it's all over the world. It's October the 3rd, so I am doing a card class at Created Crafts, which is in Glen Burnie, and we're just going to do cards all day long. So if you want to participate, you can go to her website, which is createdcrafts.com. And sign up for the class. And then I also have another class on October 11th, and that's at Angela's Happy Stamper.
You are just Miss Teacher Teacher.
I'm trying to spread myself out a little bit. But that's at Angela's Happy Stamper. That's in Reston, Virginia, and it's a clear and simple fall card class. So we're going to use clear and simple stamps for that class. So, again, that's October the 11th. And her site is ahappystamper.com. If you want to
and
go
that,
in and
that that website, everyone is also on my website. So every single thing that Simone talked about today, you'll find all the information as well as the links from her great research that she's done. So I always like to tell people you don't have to feel like you've got, you know, when you hear something and you kind of freak out and you want to run to write it down and you think
right.
you're going to miss it. Yeah, I always just like to make sure that people know that you don't have to do that here on At Home with Victoria. All the information, we try to do the work for you and put it on the site. And I actually do keep it up there for, I would say, at least a good 2 weeks.
Oh, good.
And still, even if you don't see it up there and you want it, if you just email me, I never, you know, destroy the files or anything. So I have it somewhere. And I can certainly always go ahead and email it to you as well. So let's see. We've got about, I would say, really a good 7 minutes left. So, Simone, what is what's your favorite thing that you like about fall?
I like the cool weather. I love mm-hmm. the coolness of the weather. Putting the jeans and the sweaters on, I think that's my favorite thing.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. It's all about the boots and sweaters for Victoria.
That's right. And just, you know, it's just like a refreshing time. I think the air is crisp and cool, and it's time for that hot chocolate and apple cider. So I just love this time of the year.
Speaking of apple cider, every year for fall, as I try to get into the whole swing of it, which doesn't really take much for me because I just love it, I always try to bake an apple pie. I really haven't always been that successful. I would not consider myself a baker, but I do try. So I'm going to be, if anyone has any ideas for an easy apple pie recipe, then please email me or leave the information on my wall here on Blog Talk Radio, or if you're friends with me on Facebook, then leave the information there, because I just want to try for 1 year to make a nice, successful, plain old American apple pie and it just not turn out crazy. So I need your help. At Home with Victoria, we're looking for apple pie ideas, easy, easy recipe ideas. But I would say, for me, I think also I like fall because I was born in November.
Oh.
And every time the smell of the sort of Christmas comes in the air and fall, I always go back to the same memory. I don't know why it is, and it's, you know, it's not really a great memory, nor is it bad, but I always remember, because I had to take the bus to school, I went to D.C. public school system, and we had to take Metro, which is the public transportation. And I always remember, this is crazy, but I always remember in fall smelling the fumes from the bus when I had to stand there. I don't know why it is, but when I had to stand there and wait for the bus, because the air was, you know, a little bit more chilly outside, you know, you could really smell the fumes from those really big buses. And that is always sort of the first thought when I smell fall. I think of those fumes from the Metro buses.
Oh, no.
I know. I said it's not, you know, it's not a great story, nor is it a bad story, but that's what I always think about. And I always think about, you know, having the chance to put the boots on and to look really cute in your sweaters.
Right.
And your nice jacket. And fall is also one of my favorite times of the year. Being a news anchor, because I always got to wear my fall color jackets on TV that I would have to sort of put away when fall was over. So I always
right.
like fall just for fashion. When I was at, you know, being a news anchor on television, I could wear my cool fall jackets. But it is very odd that I think of the smell of a bus when fall comes
around. Very funny.
Yeah, it's the smell of those big giants. And anyone who lives in D.C., I guarantee you someone is out there listening saying, you know what, I know exactly what she's talking about. Those Metro buses, they had like a certain smell. It wasn't a gagging smell that you wanted to throw up, but it was like, oh, okay, fall is here because I can really smell the Metro buses. But
okay.
That's sort of what I think about. And I also think about being in school, in elementary school, where we would have this sort of fall fair. And you had we would make the apples and the pumpkins and carve the pumpkins in school. And remember, in elementary school, did you guys make the little Thanksgiving hats that look like a turkey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you just love that? Yeah. And I remember making those little hats too. I kept
Good
one
memories.
Of mine for a long time. I
Good
love those
memories.
Little hats. but that's what I remember. So let's see, we've got a couple of minutes to talk about. I did talk to Simone, everyone, about a few of my friends want me to do a segment on mums and fall foliage. So if I can find somebody in the next couple of weeks, then I'll certainly make that happen. Simone's got her homework project already to try to contact those folks with the magazine. Yes, I did get it in there once again. And just to mention, if you missed it, at the top of the hour, Simone, this is going to be a really good show. Next week, the Tiger Lily Foundation, the woman who founded that, she is a two-year breast cancer survivor, and she founded the Tiger Lily Foundation as they do education and to women all over the U.S. about breast cancer and early detection and so on and so forth. But her story led her to Oprah's show. So I'm excited that they're going to be on here next Sunday, actually, I think at 2 o'clock. Okay. We're going to, you know, have a chat with them, as breast cancer is very important to all women.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk to her. And then we have the author, I believe, the next week who's going to come on and talk about Halloween and trying to how you can have a great Halloween party and not have to pay a lot of money. But that's cool because her book just got released on Amazon. And one thing that I like about her book, I think it's less than $10.
Great.
I mean, it's a very, very inexpensive book, and it's a good book. I kind of got a chance to peep at it about a week ago, and it really does give you, you know, sort of creative, easy ideas that you can use without having to go to the store and, you know, spend $1,000 or $2,000 on a kid's Halloween or an adult Halloween party. And
right.
And that is true because I've seen in some magazines and things that, you know, people spend thousands of dollars on Halloween parties.
Right. Very easy to do.
Yeah. Very easy to do. I don't know. I just think spending $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 on a kid's Halloween party, I think that's a bit too much.
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous. Definitely.
But, you know, I guess that would account for if you had to go and buy the little hay ride and all that stuff and bring people to the house. It can get kind of expensive. But I would just call my uncle or sister and say, hey, you guys are going to do this for me, dress up and play this part for the day.
Yes.
And I'm not paying you anything to do it. So I guess that's why they don't answer their phone when I call either. So. But look, we have actually a little bit more time than what I thought. I'm looking at my board here, and we have 12 minutes left. Simone, anything else that that you want to talk about before we have to go? I always have something to talk about, but I want to ask you.
I think I am good today. I think I went over everything that I had. Nope, I'm good.
I'll tell you one thing that you did talk about that, as soon as our show is over, that I am going to go look up is that Flower Soft.
Yes, it is really,
that sounds
really
cool.
Neat. And they also have it for winter, so they have like a winter white that's supposed to like have a sparkle to it. So look for that as well if you're thinking ahead for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Really, really cool stuff.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, you can so you said you can definitely take that and put that on any type of
anything that just holds a regular basic glue. They do have their own glue that they recommend because it is a little bit thicker than like your Elmer's glue, and then let that dry.
On that note, I'm going to let you go because I just got a cue that we've got a few seconds left. So I want to thank everyone out there for listening to At Home with Victoria as we talk about fall decorations as well as crafting idea. Thanks, Simone, our expert, for coming on and this afternoon with us. And I will see you next week. Simone will be back in probably 2 or 3 weeks. So, again, we thank you so much. And, Simone, thank you. We'll talk to you soon.